Kenora, the 2023 season kicked off on November 1 in Swan River, Man. This year, once again there are 8 teams competing for the title, according to a release from Glenn Basenko. One team is new for this season, the Curtis Kernoff foursome from Norquay, sponsored by the Whistle Stop. They are replacing longtime veteran Don Bose. This year marks the 40th year the league has been running, pretty amazing, said Basenko. To celebrate, there is a special wind-up event being held along with the finals in Swan River on December 15. There will be more info to come. In first draw action, the teams were a little rusty, but everyone enjoyed getting out on the ice. Draw 1 saw Swan Valley Chiropractic win over Challoner Farm 7-3. W.F. Schneider and Sons defeated Pattison Ag 8-2. The final game of the draw saw Swan Hills hammer NCC Farms 7-1. One game was postponed. In Week 2, the weather caused the draw to be postponed. This resulted in a doubleheader being played the following week. On November 14, the teams were again in Swan River. All teams were on hand for this draw. Swan Hills Properties easily took down Pioneer Hybrid 7-3. The second sheet saw the Whistle Stop take a commanding lead over NCC Farms, who battled back only to fall short 7-5. The team of Swan Valley Chiropractic came out strong to overtake Pattison Ag 6-3. The best game of the evening was a seesaw battle with W.F. Schneider and Sons coming out on top of Challoner Farms. The teams now traveled to Kamsack on November 15, where the ice was prepared for action just hours before. It was pretty good for being green, observed Basenko. This draw also saw only 3 games, since one was postponed. On Sheet 2, it was NCC Farms taking another pounding at the hands of Pioneer Hybrid 11-0. The game on Sheet 3 also was a runaway at the hands of Swan Hills Properties over the Whistle Stop 7-1. The last game kept the crowd glued to their seats, reported Basenko. In a tight contest with Final Rock coming home, after being down by 2, Swan Valley Chiropractic was able to grab a 3-ender to seal the victory over W.F. Schneider and Sons. In Week 4, the teams traveled to Norquay. The rink there only has 3 sheets of ice and, as luck would have it, one game cancelled, allowing the remaining 6 teams to all play at once. The draw kicked off at 7:30 p.m. with Game 1 seeing undefeated Swan Hills Properties over winless Pattison Ag 7-5. In Game 2, W.F. Schneider and Sons easily handled the also winless NCC Farms. In the final game, Challoner Farms got their first win over the Whistle Stop 6-2. The venue then shifted to Kenora for Week 5. The ice also was just recently put in but was a fantastic surface to play on, reported Basenko. All teams were there for the 7:30 p.m. draw. Swan Hills Properties showed why they are still undefeated, hammering Challoner Farms 6-0. The hometown Kenora team of Pioneer Hybrid also had a win over W.F. Schneider and Sons by 6-2. In Game 3, we saw the Whistle Stop grab their second win by a 6-3 score over Pattison Ag. Looking to turn their season around, NCC Farms played a full 8 ends but came up short to undefeated powerhouse Swan Valley Chiropractic by a score of 7-3. With 2 weeks left in the schedule, the race is heating up to be in the top 4 teams for the championship round being held in Swan River on Friday, December 15. The next stop for Week 6 action was in Kamsack on December 5. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatodayca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.